All right. Simatav Chav Beis. So last time we saw that if you if you're davening, you're not sure whether to do Shmona Esrei, the tzibur's up the challah. What should you do? Should you say challah with the tzibur and then daven Shmona Esrei afterwards, or should you daven Shmona Esrei and then say challah on your own after? So the talk of Mishnah Berurah was that you should say challah with the tzibur and then daven afterwards. Siv Dalit says, "Ingen Hafsaka, Afil Bemsa Shol, Mishalm Adam Shu Tarachlino Bokavad, Umesha Shol Machol Adam, Abinginachalo Yafsik." When it comes to Halel, if you need to stop, so you'd be allowed to stop in the middle to answer somebody, to say hello to someone who you are no way kavod for, and you're allowed to answer to anyone who says hello to you. However, nowadays, we don't necessarily apply this anymore, because we don't stop for kavod anymore. This is only when it's a half halal, but if it's a whole halal, then it has the halachos of stopping for kriyashma. If you stop in the middle of halal, and you stop for an extended period of time, long enough that you'd be able to finish the whole halal within that amount of time, you still don't need to go back to the beginning to say halal again. You could just continue from where you were up to. Sivav hakori halal mafreya lo yatzav. If you read halal out of order, you're not yotze. Mishnah Berurah says it's only talking about the psukim, but you can read the parshios out of order if you want, just like you could read the parshios of kriyashma b'diavad, you'd be fine out of order. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes some achmirim who say no, they're in the order in Tehillim, so you should say it in that order. So for sure, nachon l'achmir to say it in order. Not sure why you would say it out of order. Ta yachzor lemakom shatabo. If you make a mistake, so then you should go back to the place where you realize that you made a mistake. Meaning, if you skip a pasuk and you realize you missed a pasuk, so go back to that pasuk and continue from there. Don't just say the pasuk randomly where you're up to. The Dirshu quote said, if you get called to the Torah to get an aliyah while you're in the middle of halal, the Kaf HaChaim says that you can stop in the middle to go get your aliyah. Siv Zayin, mitzvah kriyas halal me'umad. Halal is supposed to be recited standing up. The reason is because halal is a edus, says the Mishnah Berurah, on how amazing Kadosh Baruch Hu is and all the nisim and flows that he performs for us. And edus, testimony, means to be done standing up. Also, the pasuk says, halu avdei Hashem, she'omdim beveis Hashem. However, on Leil Pesach, since it's split up anyway, and you're not reading it all at once, we're not matriach you to stand up each time. And also, the Shabbat Leket says that it's derech on lele psachim to be derech heiris and haseb, etc. So halal is done in that fashion also. And b'di'evit, if you said halal sitting down anytime, you are still yotze. But again, l'chachila, you should say it standing up.